minister for the West University Church for 7 years, from 2007 to 2014. And now I'm living in Granbury, Texas, where I've retired and preach every opportunity I can. And I'll be 76 years old, the Lord willing, in a few weeks. And it's a joy to come back to West U, even through video, and be with you today. And God bless you. I remember so well the good elders and deacons and members, men and women, young and old, that we have and do have at West University. And Judy and I pray for you almost every day as we think of you. I baptized some of you. I married some of you. I counseled some of you. And I taught many of you. And you were kind enough to come and let me speak and teach and be a part of your life. And I buried some of your family and friends. What a joy it is to speak to you today, and I appreciate this good opportunity. I'm looking for safety. I'm looking for security. I'm looking for strength. Aren't you? We all need it. And I have found it in the Lord. And today I want to talk about some precious promises of the Lord that are found in the book of Deuteronomy. Now, the book of Deuteronomy is a book that we don't think about very much, but it's written by Moses, and he's 120 years old, about 1400 years before Jesus is the time setting. And he's speaking to the children of Israel for the last time. These are his final sermons. These are his final words in the book of Deuteronomy. In chapter 31, he says, I'm 120 years old. I'm about to die. I can't go with you into the promised land, but I want you to go, and the Lord will be with you, and the Lord will go before you, and the Lord will destroy your enemies before you. And be strong and very courageous, for the Lord will never leave you or forsake you. Then in chapter 33, Moses speaks to the different tribes. The 12 sons of Jacob formed different groups or tribes. And the last one he speaks to is the tribe of Asher. And Asher means happy. And Asher was to inherit part of the promised land up on the northern coast. Mount Carmel was to be at a southern border, and he was to have many olive trees, and they're still there today. And he was be up next to the Phoenicians and the other enemies of God's people right there on the Mediterranean Sea. But God made some promises to Asher, and those promises are not just for Asher, they're for us. Notice what God said. Most blessed of sons be Asher. Let him be the favorite of his brothers. Let him dip his foot in oil, olive oil, indicating richness and prosperity. Your bars shall be iron and bronze. You know, iron and bronze are very strong. And you're going to be safe and you're going to be protected. And then he says, and as your days, so shall your strength be. So here he's promising strength. As your days. As your days. Not as your weeks. Not as your months. Not as your years. But as your days, so shall your strength be. That means that for every day there will be sufficient strength for that day. Now, God doesn't give strength for a week, a month, a year, a lifetime, all at once. But he parcels it out day by day. Isn't that what Jesus taught us to pray when he said, give us today our daily bread? And isn't that what Jesus said when he said, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof? That is, we live in day-tight compartments. We can't live in yesterday. We can't live in tomorrow. We live now. And so as your days are, as each day comes and goes, I'll give you the strength that you need for that day to do whatever I want you to do and to take care of you every day. You'll never walk alone. I'll always be with you. I will never, ever leave you or forsake you. Now that promise is not just for Asher and for Israel. It's for God's people today. It's for you. It's for me. Jesus said in what we call the Great Commission, the last words of Matthew's gospel. And I will be with you always, even to the end of the world. And then in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5, one of the most encouraging verses in the Bible. I will never, ever, no, never leave you or forsake you. The Bible even says in the book of Isaiah that our names are written on the palms of God. Jesus talked about him being the good shepherd. And he said the good shepherd calls his sheep by name. God knows my name. He knows your name. He knows all of God's people's names. The Bible teaches then, as your days, so shall be your strength. I was researching some different translations of this verse. The Christian Standard Bible says, may your strength last as long as you live. The English Standard Version says, as your days, so shall your strength be. The New English Translation says, may you have lifelong strength. The New Century Version says, you will be strong as long as you live. And the New International Version says, your strength will equal your days. So, praise God. We have the promise of strength. He will be with us. He will take care of us. He may not give us all our greeds, but we will have all our needs met. Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply every need of yours through his grace in Jesus Christ. So you can never outlive God's gracious supply. As long as you live. How long are you going to live? Sometimes I say that to life insurance agents, people who plan retirement, and say, well, they say, Calvin, how long are you going to live? I don't know. But I do know this, that God will never leave me or forsake me. I don't know what's going to happen to me, but I know that God will always be there. So the Lord is with us. He's going to take care of us. He has promised every day, every week, every month, every year that he enables us to live, that he will give us all the strength that we need to face it, to be strong in it, to be victorious of it. Now, of course, as your days, so shall your strength be. God says, I'm going to be that strength. That indicates that I'm weak. Oh, I am weak. I know I am. Sometimes I am weak in resisting temptation. Sometimes I'm weak when I'm facing suffering. Sometimes I'm weak when I hear of the pain and hurt of a loved one or of a family member. Yes, we can be hurt in this life, but God says, I'll be there. I'll hold you up. You can lean on me. You can trust me. You can believe me. You will have strength in me. And what you cannot do in and of yourself, I can do. And I will be with you in those rough roads. I will take care of you. Must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease? No. There's a cross for everyone. There's a cross for me. And I do my duty. I do my work out of love for God, love for his people. And I've been a Christian now since I was 10 and a half years old. That's nearly 66 years. I've served God. And God has never left me or forsaken me. And he's still here. And he's still true to his word. And every day when I get up, the first thing I think about is God. Before I ever get out of bed, I start praying. And then when I live through that day, God gives me the strength. I don't know what's going to happen that day. But God takes care of me. He's never forsaken me. He's never left me. He's never abandoned me. And at the end of the day, when I crawl into bed and lay my head on that pillow, the last thing I think about is God. And I sleep, go to sleep, praying. So God gives us a strength every day. Where could I go? Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord? Oh, where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end, where could I go but to the Lord? The Lord gives us strength. The second thing the Lord promises here is in verse 27, Deuteronomy 33. And here the Bible says that God is speaking to all of Israel now. And he says, there is none like God, O Jeshurun. And that is a metaphorical word describing the beauty and delight of God's people. There is none like God who rides through the heavens to your help, through the skies in his majesty. The eternal God is your dwelling place. Or the eternal God is your refuge, says another translation. So we have the promise of strength, as your days, so shall be your strength. Now we have the promise of safety. The eternal God is your dwelling place. We are in Christ, and Christ is in us. And God has given us meaning and purpose. And we know why we're alive and why we're here and what we're to be doing. And the greatest thought that has ever crossed our mind is the mind of God, who he is and what he does and what he's done for us and what he's yet to do. God. I remember reading the story of Helen Keller. You probably heard of her. She was born in 1880 and died in 1968. She was an American writer and lecturer, and she was blind and deaf from infancy. And at the age of 9, her family secured a tutor who was able to communicate with her for the first time. And one summer day, they went out to the water pump, and the tutor pumped water from the well and ran it over little Helen's hand and spelled out a W-A-T-E-R on her hand. And for the first time, someone from the outside had communicated with her, water. And she was excited, and she learned many words. And she became a great speaker and lecturer and a woman of faith. But when she was still a young child, her parents were concerned. She needs to know God. How can we talk to her about God? So they secured the services of Phillips Brooks, who was a great minister of the word at that time. And he met with the tutor and with Helen. And through the tutor, as the tutor would spell out on her hand the letters of the alphabet about God, Helen is supposed to have said something like this: I have been wishing for quite a while that someone would talk to me about him. I have been thinking about him for a long time. Another story I read of that same account said that she added, I knew he existed. I just did not know his name. Thank God, through Jesus Christ, we know God exists. Jesus and his resurrection are proofs of God. Because God would not raise a con man or a fraud from the dead. And it is the resurrection of Jesus who gives us life, eternal life. And the Bible says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the Bible says, he that has the Son has eternal life. Praise God, we have security in Jesus Christ and in our God. And Jesus puts a face on God for us. And the more we know about Jesus, the more we know about God. And the closer we are to Jesus, the closer we are to God. And so get to know Jesus. I remember that David Flusser, who was a Jew, who was a scholar in religion, he said one time, as he spoke to a group of Christians and Jews, if I were a Christian, I would read the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John every week. In other words, if I believed in Jesus, I would commit myself to following Him, to learning Him, to giving my total life to Him. Well, you and I do know Jesus. Get to know Jesus. You know, He is our place of refuge. He is the rock of ages. He is our place of safety. Jesus Christ, the Lord. And the Bible says that He will come again and receive us unto Himself. So we're not just living for time and money and pleasure and the joys of this life, and yes, there are many, but we're living for God. And everything that we have came as a gift of God's grace, and we use it for the glory of God Almighty, our Lord. So Jesus is that great place of refuge. And we have in Jesus everything that we need. You know, these Israelites were going to be moving. Have you ever moved? Judy and I have moved a dozen times or so. Oh, moving is hard. New friends, new work, new places, new acquaintances, new territory, learning everything. And especially to children, as they go to make new friends at a new school. And the Israelites were moving. They'd never passed that way before. They were going to a place and they would meet their enemies. And they would have to fight those enemies. Even though God said, I will go before you and I will fight them for you, they had to pick up the weapons of war and go and actually do what God said do. And so the Lord is our place of refuge. He is with us. He helps us. He strengthens us. And yet we do His will. And if we do not do His will, He does not keep us and strengthen us and bless us. But when we do His will, He's with us and He takes care of us. And our hope is not in ourselves. Our hope is in God. You know, when I was 20 years old, I wanted to build an empire. When I was 30, I wanted to build a successful church. When I was 40, I wanted to preach for one of the biggest, most impressive churches in the Brotherhood. When I was 50, I wanted to write powerful books and sermons to convert the masses. And now that I'm turning 76 this month, I realize that all I need and all I want is God to be with me. I want to know the Lord. And I want to serve the Lord. He is our place of refuge. So I ask you today, do you depend daily upon a personal, living, ever-present God? We're so empty without God. And people try to fill that emptiness with alcohol and with illicit sex and with food and with money and careers and power and business and pleasure. But we're all so lonely and empty inside without God. You live in a crowded city. You may work in a crowded office. Yet you can be indescribably lonely. But God takes care of you. Remember the psalm that says, in your presence there's fullness of joy, in your right hand are pleasures forevermore. So we find our place of refuge. We find our security. We find our safety in the Lord. You know, Fanny J. Crosby was blind at 6 weeks when the doctor accidentally put an ointment in her eye, thought that it would help her, but it made her blind. But she wrote hundreds and hundreds of hymns in her life. And one that she wrote was Safe in the Arms of Jesus. Now we sing that at funerals, but why don't we sing it in church? Because safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on His gentle breast, there by His love o'ershadowed, sweetly my soul shall rest. Hark, 'tis the voice of angels, born in a song to me, over the fields of glory, over the Jasper Sea, safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast, there by his love o'ershadowed, sweetly my soul shall rest. So we have rest. We have strength in Jesus. But there's one other promise. That's in this same verse, verse 27. Underneath are the everlasting arms. Underneath. I think of that when I get an airplane. And as that old big airplane rumbles down the runway and takes off and swoops into the air, I pray that prayer. Underneath are the everlasting arms. And I praise God that underneath our lives, you can never sink so low. You can never sin so far that God doesn't love you. He doesn't care for you. And he doesn't want you to come back to him if you strayed away. But if you're still with him, it means that there's security. He offers you. You know, I remember when our first child was born. I didn't know how to hold a baby. I'd never been around babies. I was 22 years old. What did I know about babies? And some of the brothers said, as I held little Melissa here and there, they said, "You're holding her like she's a sack of potatoes." You know, I didn't know. But God knows how to hold me. And the Bible says that we come into the bosom of God. And when he carries us in his arms, the Bible says, as a sheep, as a shepherd carries a lamb. Praise God. We have security. So whatever exists in my future and your future, whatever abyss is there, God is there. No matter what happens, God is there. God picks us up and he carries us. The last prophecy in the Bible is, "Behold, I make all things new." He will present us before him in glory. "I am alive forevermore," says Jesus. Three precious promises, all found in the book of Deuteronomy. Aren't you glad you read them today? Aren't you glad that God spoke through Moses and said, "As your days, so shall be your strength"? We have strength. And aren't you so glad that he said that the eternal God, the God that never loses his power or ability or mind or wisdom, the eternal God, "I am the Lord God, I change not." He is our safety. And then underneath are the everlasting arms. He is our security. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for this message today. May it bless every heart and every person who hears it. And may we love you more than we've ever loved you. May we trust you more than we've ever trusted. May we walk with you every day of our life. Help us, O God, to live for you, to do what's right, to trust your word, knowing that you will never, ever leave us or forsake us. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.